Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Be the now of what you want to be later. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life, ain't gonna be anything different.
I was 6'1" and 300 pounds. He laughed at me. Seven other recruiters laughed at me. I walked in the recruiter's office and he looked at me and he said, you're fat and you're black. I came back 3 months later, 106 pounds lighter.
Everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch.
We suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush, gray, like, existence.
Yeah.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have a two hands.
Every f***ing day I wake up and I don't want to do some f***ing shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a b*** today? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
And if you don't have highs, you don't have lows, it doesn't come. If you numb the bad, you numb the good.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
You feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless. I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard when I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there just are so upset with how you lived your life, regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't die like this, bro.
I go back to the months and years of preparation to get to that day. And I'm telling myself, the 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my shoes, and I want to go out there and run 30 miles. I have to, in that second, in that moment of this self-talk, my mind saying, you got to find more, you got to find more. I once again calm down, go back into my mind, in my cookie jar, I call it, and I have to reflect back on the shit I did to get here.
When I was in college, drinking, partying, doing all the things, and being like, you know what, I'm going to stop this. My friends go out, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up early, I'm going to go to the gym.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
I became the roughest critic in the world on myself. And that's what changed me. I literally saw myself in the mirror. I saw the truth. No one's going to come back to save me. No one's going to come back on this couch and say, hey, it's okay. You're going to be okay. No, I'm not.
Nobody cares. You know, at the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job.
You're going to hate yourself in the morning. Why are you pulling back? No, don't tell me yes. Why? Every time you don't fucking listen. Where are you supposed to be?
Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't?
If you want to be really great at something, yeah, you kind of have to be out of your fucking mind, but you also have to have an iron will.
Yeah.
You don't want to work out every day.
Yeah.
There's
going
to be days you just want to eat cake and sleep.
Yeah.
But if you want to get past the guy who eats cake and sleeps, you don't eat cake and you don't sleep.
Yeah.
It all starts with who you are. You know, I always tell our players, who you are is more important than what you do. How high you jump, how fast you run, because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are.
When you go after it with all you have and be legendary in your own right.
Set up a schedule and just do the work. You stick to what you put there on paper. You take your time, you make the plan, and unless you really are sick or have some type of higher excuse, you just do what you have committed to.
And how you become a better person, how you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth? How is there mental toughness?
The truth is, whatever game you play in life, sometimes you're going to lose a point, a match, a season, a job. It's a roller coaster with many ups and downs. And it's natural when you're down to doubt yourself and to feel sorry for yourself. And by the way, your opponents have self-doubt too. Don't ever forget that. But negative energy is wasted energy. You want to become a master at overcoming hard moments. That is, to me, the sign of a champion. The best in the world are not the best because they win every point. It's because they know they lose again and again and have learned how to deal with it. You accept it, cry it out if you need to, and then force a smile.
If you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals. And all these guys that think they have a lot of choices.
If you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no shit, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life.
One of the things that's very important to note about stress
is that stress primarily comes from not taking action over something that you can have some control over. And what it means is there's something that is bothering me and I haven't yet taken any action on it. Stress doesn't come from hard work, for example. You know, you can be working incredibly hard and loving it. And likewise, you can be out of work and incredibly stressed. So stress comes from ignoring things that you shouldn't be ignoring.
If you have a regular job, like an office job, yeah. You will pretend to be a whole different person for 8 hours a day, every day of your life that you're there.
Yeah.
That is a lot of time bullshitting.
Yeah.
And when you get out of all that bullshitting, there's not much you left. Whatever could have been you never grew, because whatever could have been you was stifled by fluorescent lights and a monitor.
Real talk. Some of you motherfuckers pissed me the fuck off. So guess what? I disappeared and come back with a 200 miler. I'm 199 miles into this race. Gary's knees are bad. See how he runs. Yeah, see how I run 200 miles, motherfucker. I'm about to finish this bitch up. Hey, what were you doing for the last 65 hours? I know what I was doing. I was running all up and down the mountains, getting it in, doing what I preach about.
Hardest thing in life, guys, isn't doing this stuff. Isn't going past your current levels of comfort, hitting new levels, getting knocked in your ass. That's not the hard part of life. The hard part of life is when you don't have the time to do this anymore, and you didn't achieve everything you wanted to do. And you look back on your life knowing there were pockets throughout your existence where you could have applied yourself. Now all that's left is you in a self-arrest, self-paralysis state, thinking, wow, I could have been great. Wow, I could have done something with my life. Now I'm stuck with this shithole of a life I'm in. Think of that. And you're in here hurting, man. And you're wondering, how do you go on? The better question is, how can you not go on?
So another year has come and gone, and a lot of us are in the same place we were last year. What the f*** are you waiting on? We sleep one third of our f***ing lives, and we think we can take f***ing days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves f***ing options on which way we're going to go in life. Am I going to run today? Am I going to work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's my birthday. Do you think time gives a f- that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's, that it's your birthday? You give yourself too many options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what the f- you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the f- crowd.
If you're 20s, do all of that. Work day and night. Do as many things, learn as much as you can, fail as often as possible. That's the time to put in the hard work.
It's 1 year from today. And instead of us looking through the dust cloud, what could happen? Let's pretend it's a year from now and we're looking backwards. And let's pretend it was the best year of your life. What would have to happen in your life for it to be the best year of your life? I want you to focus it and live it. Positive focus as if it already happened.
Do you not understand that the more comfortable you get, the more uncomfortable life gets, the less action you take, the more consequences you have. The more you let those bills pile up, the less work you put in, the more food you eat, the fatter you get, all these things are gonna start piling up on you, bro. And bro, I know you weren't built to be average. You were built to have riches. You were built to have the body you want, the physique that you want, the dreams that you want. You were built to have these things, and yet you're content with being average.
The only thing that can kill iron is its own rust. So don't let your mind cause your own destruction. Be the light in the darkness. Be the catalyst for change.
Remember this, is that people are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything that your time isn't worth anything.
Get off the pity party. Get your ass out the house. Stop being antisocial. No one is ever going to have you in mind for anything if you're not seen and you're not on people's radars.
I wasn't invited to parties or, you know, friendly gatherings on the weekend.
So on Fridays and Saturdays, I would go in my rec room with my basketball and basically dribble myself to sleep. And I think that that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because during those lonely hours in the rec room, I discovered the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be. And, you know, here I am today, giving an oral presentation in English class, not only in front of Mr. Rigby's camera, but the camera of Prism and ESPN.
A friend of mine years ago taught me when I was coming up and I was deciding if I was gonna do this, if I was gonna pursue this this life, and he's an Indian friend of mine, and he said, Abnahito Kab. And I think that means, if not now, then when. So whatever you wanna do, Abnahito Kab.
Success really just boils down to this. You gotta want it more than you hate what it takes to get it. If you're willing to suck at anything for 100 days in a row, you can beat most people at most things.
Clean your room. Organize your life. Like, get a routine. Get up every day at the same time. Go to bed at the same time. Establish disciplined habits. That will help a lot. Schedule. Here's how to use a schedule. Sit down and open the calendar and think, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to design a week of days that I would really like to have. So what that would mean then is that you would schedule things that you would consider meaningful and productive, you know, on a daily basis, so that you feel that your life is justified by having a day like that, and also to schedule enough of your responsibility.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So that you make progress day by day instead of falling farther behind.
Don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
You're not having a bad year. You've had a few bad days that you're thinking about for the rest of the year. I've found it helpful when I'm in a bad season, like I'm in right now, to just focus on having a good day. A good day in a bad season is a bite-sized victory. String a few of those in a row, and a bad season feels less hard. I'm pretty sure the difference between a happy life and an unhappy one doesn't come down to how many good or bad days you have, but which days you think about over and over again. In some seasons of life, maintaining is winning.
What would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one. The bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like, you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. And you might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah.
And if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
If you play it safe, you're gonna exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety. You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond.
You gotta let go of that stuff from the past because it just doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you choose to be now.
The comfort zone is dangerous.
When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. The comfort zone is somewhere you should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you.
That's good.
You should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better. Yeah. All the time. Don't let anybody tell you, hey, man, you know, you should just be happy. No!
But one of the things that really motivates me, or one of my most powerful motivational frames, is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination. And thinking like, I want to be bulletproof. I want to be bulletproof in these ways. I want to be bulletproof in my marriage. I want to be bulletproof in my business, etc. And I think about that man, whoever I want him to be. Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp, that are right above my threshold, and continuing to do that to like lift the weight, to build the muscle, to break it down and do it over and over again, because like that's what creates the character traits that are the man that I want to be. And so when I'm going through those like really harder times, I like to think of like looking in my mental mirror of like, I'm making you. I'm not there yet, but I'm making you.
Work. So I wanted to project myself forward to age 80 and say, okay, now I'm looking back on my life. I want to have minimized the number of regrets I have. And you know, I knew that when I was 80, I was not going to regret having tried this. I was not going to regret having wanted, you know, trying to participate in this thing called the internet that I thought was going to be a really big deal. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not ever having tried. And I knew that that would haunt me every day. And so when I thought about it that way, it was an incredibly easy decision.
You get older, you think about things. My estimate historically, 80% of the time it ends up in a can like Johnny Sack, or on the embalming table of Cojarelli's. No risk, no reward.
Some people see the thing that they want, and some people see the thing that prevents them from getting the thing that they want.
This next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win.
You have to take chances in life. If you don't take chances in life, you'll never have the life God has for you. Life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't gonna have much of a life. If you play it safe, you won't have much of a life. Life is risk. It take courage to pursue your dream. I just did it. It cost me everything, but eventually, God is very good, man, when he sees you take a leap of faith. He supplies you everything you need. Now, it's gonna cost you something, but most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're going to have to hurt a little bit.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
Like, let me see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day, get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
You should be a monster. He said you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Your laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal that we were created is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains, and we have plenty of examples of that in history. But when that pressure, like almost like a barometric pressure, releases and we don't feel the need to get something done, we can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done.
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, which is all the others of that 40%, is a world that's endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box it's comfortable. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel and says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kind of stuff that's unknown. And that's why I started realizing, man, like on the other end of this is some beautiful stuff. So I got outside my box and realized, man, 300 pounds, now look at me, I'm 185 pounds. And on the other side of the box was all this stuff. And I didn't know it was over there until I climbed the wall.
I am a man with a point to prove, and I will go out and I will prove it.
Here we are,
yeah,
in front of that arena.
You know, if you have a clear, like, if you have a clear picture in your head of something is gonna happen, And a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen, and that's what happens. You know what I mean? It's perfect.
You're racing against no one but yourself. When you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. This race is you against you, man. Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going and only where you're going to be your best self.
Pressure changes everything, pressure. Some people, you squeeze them, they focus, others fold. Can you summon your talent and will? Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you sleep at night?
Confidence and fear both require believing in something that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, you have to consider that you're choosing to be afraid.
Believe in yourself. Believe that you're better than everyone else. You know what I mean? I'm always looking at fights or looking at anything. Obviously, I can do this. I'm as good as that. Be confident and be humble. Train hard. That's it.
Don't ever sell out for the temporary reward of what the opportunity is today. Believe in the bigger picture. Believe that all these things are just moments building the wave for the big moment to come. Always plant the seeds of hard work and integrity and honor. Today, and then every day you water them and nourish them, believe in them. One day that will sprout a flower of which, when you're dead and gone, people will still remember.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again.
If you ever get to a stage where you're looking at something and saying, nah, that doesn't work, that's my way is better. That's the wrong way of thinking. You want to learn absolutely everything. You want to absorb everything. And you want to be perfect, you know. You're looking for perfection. And you're looking to be able to move every way. And I mean, that's what I'm looking for anyway, you know.
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? What would they be just... It's obvious. Leave the job. Get, like, it's your brother. It's the killer's hiding in the cupboard, whatever it might be. What would the audience watching the movie of your life be screaming at the screen telling you to do?
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts. In the final analysis, your response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
Yes.
Because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.